Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like Ford lost $5.1 billion on electric vehicles in 2024. This just proves that electric vehicles aren't ready for prime time yet. Their range and towing capacity are horrible. This looks like Ford's worst decision since the Edsel. You know, the average EV driver can't wait to spend 20 grand on a new battery after the old one dies, after only 4 or 5 years. The most cost-effective option is to drive a hybrid. You get the best of both worlds, range and battery. Some even have a smaller 50-mile range battery, which is great for short distances. Up next, why is it impossibly difficult for Mexican women to not hit the wall at 22? It's probably due to their tasty high-carb diets. If you think this is bad, then just look at what happened only 1 month later. Mucho tortilla. Looks like 50% of her weight gain went to her face. If you really want to know what caused this, it's marriage. The solution is not to marry them if you want them to stay hot. If you think this is bad, just wait and see what happens when they have just one kid. Number three, here are some world leaders with their dogs. China has become a rich and powerful country, and yet it's not developed enough to afford actual food, and people there eat everything including pets, bugs, wild animals, and even bats. I can understand people in China eating pets, but I never knew that Trump had a dog. I thought this was more a shtick. As for dogs, they're man's best friend, unless of course you're in various parts of Asia. Moving on with the cost of eggs soaring, the thieves are coming out for them. Someone stole $40,000 worth of eggs recently. Hopefully the police can crack the case. They must be pretty scrambled right now following leads. But how exactly did thieves steal so many eggs in the first place? After all, it probably takes 20 minutes to unload them, and you can't exactly throw them around now, can you? Plus, 100,000 eggs without a fridge are gonna go bad pretty soon. It's all a bit too excessive. This all puts me in a foul mood. Number 5, this bizarre boss gives her explanation as to why she allows her employees to take cooing breaks to choke their chickens. Maybe she took inspiration from Matthew McConaughey's character that he played in Wolf of Wall Street. But it also makes me wonder if she allows your fellow coworkers to do it for you. I guess that every good worker deserves to take a break to rub one out. But who would even work for her? She looks like the Joker and has these crazy eyes. Up next, this guy is being deported after maxing out his credit cards and taking a $40,000 loan. He looks kind of proud of himself. And the bank that decided to give him the money is definitely not happy. And even after receiving all that money, it's still better than supporting his ass for the rest of his life. Besides, the bank can simply print more money, devaluing the rest of the currency in circulation. So we end up paying for it anyway through inflation. Number 7, this woman is upset because she's been loyal to all 4 of her boyfriends, and she just saw one of them with another girl. What a poor woman. But what did she expect? Chad's gonna chat. What if he found out that she was with all those other guys and he decided he didn't want to be a simp anymore? Also, clearly she understands what loyal means. She just wants everyone to see her as the victim when she's the victimizer. Moving on, some guy says that Taylor Swift needs to sue Elon Musk because he reposted this picture of Swift saluting her audience in a very similar way to Musk at Trump's victory rally. And there's nothing youthful about Swift anymore. She's almost 40 and still writes songs about being in high school and being a teenager. What this person is really saying is that it's not okay when a comparison like that is made to someone I like. Number 9, here are some of the most amazing films that came out in 1995. Including Apollo 13, 12 Monkeys, and 7. All coincidentally with numbers in their titles. It's amazing how great entertainment was in the 90s up all the way into the mid-2000s. And we took for granted that we had great stories, scripts, and special effects. That time will never come again, and film is a dying medium. Because smartphones give us entertainment 24/7. And we don't need a TV or to pay for overpriced popcorn anymore. Up next looks like capitalism wins over the cooch. As AI threatens jobs held mostly by women. Secretaries, payroll clerks, and other average skill and intelligence jobs will be going bye-bye. Funny enough, if there was ever a reason to ban AI, then this would probably be it. At the very least, this might be the reason they restrict it. But other countries will press forward, so the West has no choice but to sacrifice female jobs on the altar of progress. Also, you know that teachers and doctors will be replaced by AI too. And those are mostly female jobs. Number 11, now that Black History Month is over, it's time to remember the fallen. Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben. Wholesome black role models taken off of food packaging. Looks like Hansel culture has been busy erasing all the minorities from food products. Looks to me like they pulled a Stalin when he erased Trotsky from all the government propaganda. I still have an old glass from the Aunt Jemima container, and I can't eat syrup anymore, but it's a nice keepsake. Moving on, speaking of breakfast and pancakes, doesn't anyone believe this? This woman gets up at 6 a.m. to make her hubby breakfast and clean. She says that if more women would do this, then there wouldn't be so many divorces. That would be true if men initiated the majority of divorces, but it's actually women that do that. Trad wives still control their men. They just do it by keeping the guy's belly full and balls empty. But it's still control nonetheless. Passport bros need to know that. Number 13, what are the two words to describe this? How about back injury or Godspeed? Those words could also be last kiss, attempted murder, or maybe even broken leg. I also think that Michael Jackson once wrote a song about this called Free Willy. And speaking of freeing your willy, if you did that, would it get past those two pillars called legs? This poor guy is about to experience the tsunami of death. Rest in peace, dude. Up next, why are they together? Is it because of money or because that awesome red jacket that attracts all the ladies? Or have we all been had and that's just her dad? So I guess this is what Santa looks like in the off-season. But instead of bringing presents for all the good girls and boys, he just brings presents for this one bad girl. He's got that I just won the Super Bowl look on him again. I think he won six of them. Number 15, the USA leaks finally reveal where Anita Sarkeesian over at Feminist Frequency got her money. In 2023, they sent her $235,000. In the last year, she made 18 podcasts that were less than an hour each. So the government of America was paying her between $13,000 and $19,000 an hour for videos that didn't even receive 1,000 views on average. It's crazy to think that this video will probably get more views than everything she put out in an entire year. She gets paid more than some senators. Now she gets nothing as Elon cleans house. Moving on, looks like the manosphere has gone mainstream, with parents working hard to understand terms like GigaChat and Betamaxing. Today's parents are probably too young to even know what Betamax is, and I'm referring to the VCR, of course. I'm sure the article is going to spin those terms as part of toxic masculinity, and tell parents to tell their kids to stop using them. But then again, most people don't even read newspapers anymore. Number 17, is it true that women use men's razors? Well, based on what I see in that cart, it looks to be true. Also, did most women use filters when taking pictures these days? Why don't they just get full-body laser hair removal? It'll save them a ton of time and money in the long run. I had to get laser after my surgery so I wouldn't get any more ingrown hairs on my backside. And after 6 sessions, the hair is gone permanently. And that was $400 for 10 sessions. And I still have 2 more that I never used. Also, Gillette was on sale recently, and I'm still not buying it. It was still $35 for a pack of 16. Up next, Brigitte Macron, the French president's wife, is allegedly a man, and it's going mainstream in France. She does actually look awful boyish as a child. And even if she was born female as a woman, she ages and her hormones change, and women become more masculine looking with time. But in her case, she looks masculine her entire life. What does it say about a man when he finds this attractive? You also have Chuck Schumer's wife looking like a dude with a strong jawline. Even if she has a woman's body, I just can't get over the man face. Number 19, this is a real photo of a PDF file from Reddit. He's charged with having child porn. How much more can you stack life up against a man? He's 5 feet tall, a ginger, fat neckbeard. It's all over him before it even started. Dude really won the incel lottery. Let's also not forget the start of male pattern balding and that particular t-shirt. That's a classic. He's probably going to make some bubba in prison a great wife one day. And to think he could have just dwarf maxed. Moving on, in an alternate universe, here's President Harris signing an executive order banning women from women's sports. But I don't think the trans activists would allow this. The whole point is they compete against real women and live life on easy mode. This also looks like it would make a great South Park episode. Thank goodness we've been unburdened by what has been. God help the people in that other universe. Looks like the vodka spilled all over that executive order. Number 21, looks like China is on course to become the world's most Christian nation within 15 years. Great, now we're going to see pictures of Chinese Jesus everywhere. But this shouldn't be seen as a win. South Korea had a huge Christian surge, and then it saw a huge rise in feminism afterwards. Christian states that lose their Christian faith tend to turn into feminist states. Brazil is another great example of that in action. The religious right better be careful calling this a win. Up next, never forget what they took from us. the paper straw wrapped in plastic. I'm old enough to remember when we would have plastic straws wrapped in paper. Why not bring those back? I wouldn't be surprised if USAID spent $1 billion on this particular program. The idea was to protect the wildlife from plastic. How about teaching people to throw their plastic waste into the trash or recycling instead of the ocean? Wouldn't that be more productive? Number 23, this map shows us autism rates from 1990 to 2019 over 204 countries. What I want to know is why the autism rates are lower in Australia, if they have a similar lifestyle and genes. Apparently in the land of Oz, you just don't diagnose your weird uncle or cousin. In the last 10 years, the diagnosis rates have actually gone up. Then again, maybe they just have really strong beer that counteracts the autism. Also, maybe Aussies were always autistic, so they don't report being normal. Moving on, in early February, an out-of-work Kamala Harris showed up at the Lakers game, and nobody cared as she sat in the cheap seats. So did her celebrity friends not invite her into the front row or into their private box seats? Goodbye, Madam Not President, I'm glad we won't be seeing you anymore. This is the real picture I'm waiting for, and I guess AI will have to do until it eventually becomes reality. She looks pretty good here, like she found her place. Number 25 and the last one, here's what happens to women before and after feminism. The hair gets me every time. It's like they're pissed off at men so much that they work really hard to look as unattractive as possible. She used to be happy on the inside, but now she's angry on the inside. Feminism promises empowerment, but just leads to bitterness and loneliness. It all comes down to strong men create good times, and good times create liberal women. And eventually liberal women create hard times again. And the circle is complete. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.